This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Time starts now. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat? Where can you find the answers to these questions?
Car crashes are one of the leading killers of U.S. children. Many of those deaths could be prevented by making sure that kids are in the right seat for their age and size. Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. That's safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
From the sports book to the gridiron, we've got you covered on 1300 The Bet.
Your edge over the sports books.
Baltimore's home for wagertainment.
Country roads, take it home.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
West Virginia, Mountain Mama.
Coming up in just a minute, we'll talk to Mountaineers head coach Rich Rodriguez live on a horn from Morgantown, getting ready for the 2026 season. Plenty to talk to Rich about, not just with his Mountaineers quarterback battle, second year back in Morgantown for Coach Rodriguez, but the landscape of the Big 12, obviously, and also college football as a whole. Plenty to talk to Rich Rodriguez about in just a couple minutes. This from Adam Schefter just tweeted out a few moments ago. CBS Sports has announced that Tony Romo is on leave from his role, quote, until further notice. Ruh-roh.
I don't know, Jim.
Yeah, if that ends up being permanent, J.J. Watt straight to the top on the first team with Jim Nance. I don't know if anybody other than maybe first-year Romo has jumped in and done as... And Romo's job was more about, like, oh, he's predicting what play it's going to be and all this stuff. J.J. Watt, I think, has done as good a job as anybody first year in the booth, just jumping in and bang, quality analysis, doing it with energy, fun, humor. And Ian Eagle's a great compliment to him, too. Ian does a great job at everything he does, by the way. Not to get too deep into the broadcasting talk here, but would, as long as Nance is around and calling football, he's going to be the number one play-by-play guy at CBS. But like the day Jim Nance decides to hang up the headset, Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt are your number one team. Rubber stamp it. It's done. It's got to be. It has to be. And it'll be great because those two together, like I said, Ian's great at play-by-play. J.J. nails the analysis, and they do it while having just enough fun. It's not like a baseball broadcast team when it's a 13-2 game in mid-September and both teams are out of it, where like you don't even, other than the sounds of a baseball game happening in the background, you would have no idea that a baseball game is actually happening. Like Ron Darling and Keith Hernandez are talking about like cutting their toenails or something other, you know, that one time Lenny Dykstra showed up for a game without any clothes on. I just made that up. That may or may not be true, although I wouldn't be surprised if it did. You know, that's what you get there. JJ and Ian do a great job of being entertaining in that vein while still keeping it on the game. But yeah, that's the news this morning that Tony Romo is on leave from his role until further notice, according to CBS Sports. Which, by the way, the AI memes of Romo doing the Dak Prescott hip thing during warmups. Look, I understand that AI may be the downfall of our civilization. But sometimes you just have to acknowledge that it's, if you're just using it for fun, it can be fun. Okay. And Tony Romo, barefoot, doing the Dak Prescott hip warm-up during that AI video that whoever created a little golf clap to you has been one of the silver linings to this whole situation. Also, according to Adam Schefter, for the time being, J.J. Watt will step up and replace Tony Romo and be on the Jim Nantz and Tracy Wolfson team. For the time being, that's going to be permanent sooner rather than later. Rich Rodriguez just getting word. I mean, it's early in the season. Not even, camp isn't even underway yet, I don't think, in Morgantown. So he's trying to wrap up a meeting, and then he's going to jump on the horn with us, and we'll talk to him about what's expected, what he expects from this team, because it is a team that's still in transition. Look, I should qualify that. Every college football team is always in transition because of the portal now. And maybe that's one of the things we can ask Rich about. Just his adjustment as being a veteran ball coach to that landscape and having to constantly manage your roster. But every team is always in transition now because of the portal. West Virginia, one of those teams in a really highly competitive Big 12. So looking forward to catching up with Rich when we get a chance to do so, hopefully here in just a couple of moments. I mentioned earlier, Liam Cohen was on, I believe, with 1010 XL in Jacksonville. I think it was yesterday from Jags training camp. And I don't have the audio handy, so don't worry about it, Laura. But he went on this extended, not rant, but this extended jag about how nobody's really talking about the Jaguars. And he mentioned that he's using it to motivate the guys. I don't know if that's the way to motivate him, Liam. Nobody's talking about you because, well, you're the Jags and you still got to prove it when the games matter the most. All right. We ripped him out of his meeting and we got him on the phone now. Pleased to be joined by West Virginia Mountaineers head football coach, Rich Rodriguez. Coach Rodriguez, good morning. Thanks for making the time today, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. How you guys doing?
Doing great, man. I was just talking about this. So I'll get into your return to Morgantown over the last year plus and how that's gone for you in a couple seconds, because I want to ask you about it. But I just wanted to start with this. I was talking about how, you know, your roster is in transition, but really every college football roster is in transition every single year now because of the portal. Just how different has that part of it been for you being back in Morgantown now for your second tenure? And that being such a big part of it, having to almost re-recruit your entire roster, it feels like every offseason.
Yeah, it does. And it's the nature of the business that we're in now, but I shouldn't have to do it this much. I'm not expecting to have 70 new guys again next year. You know, I think I've got, instead of having 40 seniors and 1 year guys, what have you, this year, I think we have all but 15 players coming back if they all decide to come back if we want them back. So we won't be as much of a roster flip as we did the last 2 years. And the first year we knew it was going to be like that. You know, we got here late and we didn't have a whole lot of time, didn't have much money. And this year we had a lot more time and a little bit more money. So we were able to be a little more purposeful in who we brought in and tried to get guys that had multiple years. And so we'll see how it plays out. But I feel a lot better now, roster-wise, construction-wise, than I did a year ago. But we still got to go out there and prove it.
Rich Rodriguez with us here on Westwood One Sports. Let's talk about the return to Morgantown then, Coach. Just how much has changed? How much has stayed the same? I mean, did they change the recipe for the wings at Mountain Mama's and everything else is the same? Or does it feel like you're stepping into a completely new place in Morgantown, even though you're comfortable there?
Well, I'm comfortable. What's made a difference, obviously, is what's going on in college athletics right now. As far as the town, the school, the state, you know, it's home for me. And so that was an easy deal. And the school's grown a little bit, and the town has grown a little bit. Our university hospital system is amazing. It's grown tremendously. But what's changed, obviously, now is the transactional nature of college athletics. And, you know, we're coaching pros now. We're paying them. And so it's a whole different dynamic. But we're ready for that. We're prepared for that. It can be frustrating because some teams you play will have a $40 million roster when you're not even half that. But, you know, it is what it is. We know the goalposts keep moving. You got to adjust with it. And we have enough resources, enough support that we can compete. But we can't make a lot of mistakes in recruiting and who we're paying, and we're mindful of that.
Coach, during your first run at WVU, a lot of the zone read, no huddle stuff that you were running with the greats in Mountaineers history, Pat White, Steve Slayton, those guys were somewhat groundbreaking at the time for college football. The game has evolved since your first tenure there in Morgantown. How have you continued to evolve, not just what you do on offense, but I guess your strategy overall?
Yeah, that's a good question. It was. We were a little bit different then when you were a shotgun, fast, no huddles, kind of spread offense kind of a deal, and tempo-wise. You know, there were some teams doing them, but there weren't a lot. And then it seemed like, you know, for the 10 years or so after that, everybody was doing, or a lot of people were doing it. Even the NFL was doing some of the stuff. And now it's kind of cyclical. It's going back to some different stuff. But the core values that we have as far as playing with tempo, playing with pace, being physical, being aggressive, you know, trying to get fast guys the ball in the open field, that's never really changed. And I think it's, you know, it's kind of unique that we kind of stick to our guns. But you also can't be hard-headed. Like, I tell the guys all the time, I love what we're doing, but if we see something else that we think is better than what we're doing or can enhance what we're doing, well, then we need to look at that, at least research it. And that's the whole thing with coaches, that I said this a bunch of times. Some coaches brag about that. They got 30 years of experience, but if they never learned or grew, they got 1 year of experience repeated 30 times. You know, I like to think I'm a little bit more knowledgeable and a better coach now than I was 5, 10, 15, or 20 years ago. And I kind of challenge our players and our staff to get better every year too.
West Virginia head coach Rich Rodriguez with us here on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos today here on You Better You Bet. To that end, as you continue to evolve this offense year by year, and I would imagine install new concepts, but at the same time, you're trying to teach guys those core tenets of, like you said, fast tempo. How are the quarterbacks adjusting? How do you evaluate the quarterback room right now in that battle that may be growing between Scotty Fox and Michael Hawkins?
Yeah, I think they've both grown. I think the competition is good for both of them and for us. And, you know, and and, you know, athletic, fast quarterbacks that play fast. But we can adjust to whatever their strengths are, too. You know, if he does a certain thing better than something else, then that's something we're going to feature more. But you got to have more. We wound up last year playing five quarterbacks because of injuries. We just had terrible luck, and I think five running backs. And so I told you guys, we got to get more than one ready, got to get more than two ready. And I think we'll have enough guys to get ready, but also got to be better up front too, so they're not in tough situations. But we have a good quarterback battle going on. I feel really good where they're at. And, you know, there's a lot of new starters. There's 20 new starters, but we got some experience, you know, in the transfer portal. And we also have some experience, the guys that are returning that have been in our system for the second year. So it's going to be a fun team to coach, I believe.
Yeah, the Big 12 offenses in particular in the Big 12 have found some more balance over the last couple of years. And you get to reunite with Cam Cook in the backfield. Is this like a bell cow workhorse situation because you're familiar with Cam from Jacksonville State, or is this going to be a back by committee approach? How do you foresee the running game playing out?
Well, Cam's a veteran guy, and you know he's a very intelligent guy. We know what we got. He's, you know, and he's going to be kind of the leader in that room. But we have some really talented young guys, and they're all kind of unique. A couple guys are a little bit bigger. A couple guys are a little bit faster. And we got to play more than one. You know, last year we had to play a bunch because of injuries. And, you know, we hope Cam can get 25 carries a game or something like that. But we have a handful of other guys, I think, and we know we're going to play. And then they're going to have an opportunity. We're going to try to be able to run the ball. But we're also, you know, it's important for us to be able to use all the guys that we have on offense. And so I think we're more athletic all the way around, whether it's running back, quarterback, wide receiver, tight end. And that's going to make it a lot easier for us to kind of adjust our game plans as we need to.
What have you seen in the evolution of Big 12 offenses over the last couple of years? Because we talked to Eric Morris, the new coach at Oklahoma State last week, and he said it's not just about the evolution of the offense, it's both sides of the ball. And there's been I don't want to say a recommitment, but teams have said, look, we get it. It's the Big 12. We like to light up the scoreboard, but we've also got to be able to get stops in crucial situations. How confident do you feel in the other side of the ball to be able to do that and occasionally go out and win a game, you know, 23-20 if you have to, rather than the 47-43 we've grown accustomed to in the Big 12 over the last decade?
Yeah, I don't ever look at it. You know, I know I'm new to the Big 12, but I don't look at it like this league plays this way and this league plays it the other way. I've been blessed to coach in a lot of leagues. It's just really what do you do in your program, in the offense, defense, and special teams? What's different nowadays is that with all the technology and what's, you know, what defensive coaches are getting smarter, they used to just, you know, they fit up a run play, for instance, a certain way on the front side, and then on the back side, they would just tell them, hey, go chase the ball, pursue the ball, watch the cutback. You know, now they'll fit the front side of a play one way and fit the back side another way, and there's so many different types of – it's not just man coverage or zone coverage. It's kind of sometimes a man-zone type of principle where they're matching up, and so there's a lot more complicated – so-called schemes defensively that coaches do a great job of. And so you got to be prepared for that as well. But it still comes down to guys being in great shape, being physical, knowing what they're doing and playing really hard. And those are the non-negotiables. You know, and I've got good enough coaches, I think, on the staff to be able to handle different schemes. But we've got to get guys that play really hard, believe what they're doing, and not beat ourselves, you know, having kind of mistake-free football. And that's irregardless of the schemes. And that's what's why I feel good right now, that we took that step in the spring. We got 2 weeks of camp coming up next week, and that's going to be our focus on that.
West Virginia head football coach Rich Rodriguez with us here on Westwood One Sports. I got to ask, you mentioned the shifting landscape. We talked about the portal and NIL and how that's changed the game over the last 5 to 10 years, coach. But the shifting of teams from conference to conference that continues to happen on an almost annual basis, WVU has always had great regional rivalries, whether it's right up the road with Pittsburgh, whether it's you just wrapped up a series with Penn State for a couple of years, Virginia Tech, all nearby your fan base and all mean something to your fan base. How much do you wish we could get back to having as many of those on the schedule as possible?
Yeah, I've said this before, and I know it's kind of a pipe dream, but you know, I don't know why we don't all come together. I don't understand why we don't, because the SEC and the Big Ten don't want to share their money, right? That's why we can't get this thing passed in Congress, because, you know, why would they want to get – they got an inherent advantage money-wise and financial and TV-wise, so why would they want to share the money with – the little Big 12 or a little ACC. And so I'm hoping this thing passes in Congress right now because we need it. But I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't, because the greediness is not going to, people aren't going to just give up their deal. So, but to me, it would be great for everybody to kind of come together. I said this a couple weeks ago, that everybody kind of gather together, come by the, go by the same rules, have the same financial salary cap, and then you have your schedule by area or region. You know, we have a Northeast or an Eastern region, and you get to play West Virginia and Penn State and Virginia Tech and Pitt and Maryland and Virginia and Cincinnati, all those schools that our fans could drive to and have some rivalries with. That would be great for the fans. It'd be great for the teams. But, you know, I think that's a pipe dream now, but I wish it wasn't. I think if we all pulled our, if we all pulled together, everybody would make more money. I've always said this, and I know I'm going on a tangent. It's hard to screw up college football. It's such a great entity and so much passion that it's really hard to make it screwed up. But we've done everything we can to screw it up. Let's try to fix it now and come together to fix it. And, sometimes you have to give up a little something for that to happen.
Before I let you run, Coach, it was great to see you a couple weeks ago at the Riley Green Show. I'm still not sure. McAfee claims that he hit some of those balls into the pond a little farther than you, but I think you had him on accuracy.
Yeah, we had a great time with that. What I did know that Pat's trying to tell you his singing skills. Riley's one of the best there is in the country. But Pat took the step out there to sing Country Roads. I thought that was pretty neat too. So that was great.
No, it was a great time, man. It was good to see you. Best of luck this year. I think it's good for college football when West Virginia is good, man. Looking forward to seeing you bringing it back in Morgantown. Thanks again for the time.
Okay, great catching up with you.
Absolutely. Rich Rodriguez, West Virginia head football coach with us here on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos today here on You Better You Bet. I'm with him, man. Give me geographic regional conferences. Give me the rivalries that so many of us grew up watching. Make it easy for fans to rebuild those rivalries. I'm glad somebody who's in a position of A, power in that they're the leader of a program, but also close enough to it that they're down there on the sidelines with the players every day, feels the same way. We need more coaches like Rich Rodriguez to step up and say, hey, can we bring some sense back to this thing? Because West Virginia and Utah probably shouldn't be in the same conference, right? Not a lot of fans traveling back and forth to those games. Great stuff from Rich Rodriguez. Again, we appreciate his time. We'll come back and wrap up the show with our three favorite moments of the day, our three stars here on Westwood One Sports.
Every team, every player, every story, every angle. This is Westwood One Sports.
Well, it's official. My friends have all switched to Pure Talk because I told them they could save a bunch of money on a super reliable high-speed network with unlimited data. And because they're my friends, they trust me. As for the rest of you, well, Pure Talk understands that even though you might like me, you're not just going to take my word for it, nor should you. For that reason, and for a very limited time, Pure Talk is offering any of their plans for just $15 a month for the first 3 months, including their top-tier unlimited plan that normally sells for $65 a month. Think of it like a test drive, a super simple way to save $150 while you kick the tires on Pure Talk's blazing fast network, and a fine way to see for yourself why I switched from Big Wireless, along with a few hundred thousand of my closest friends. Dial #250, say micro, and be connected to Pure Talk's friendly U.S. customer service team. Again, dial #250, say micro, and let the savings begin.
In 200 feet, turn right, then apply to refinance your auto loan with Navy Federal Credit Union.
Huh?
Navy Federal offers low rates that can help you save every month on your auto loan.
Wow, I can get all that with Navy Federal?
You sure can, good buddy.
Refinance your auto loan with Navy Federal to get on the road to better rates. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/auto-refinance. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Credit and collateral subject to approval.
And Doug.
Limu and I created a trick to help you remember that you can customize your car insurance and save with Liberty Mutual. You see, the shirts Limu and I wear are yellow, and yellow is the color of lemons. And lemons grow on trees, and trees provide oxygen. And oxygen helps us breathe, and breathing is how you live. And you can live more life when you save money by customizing your car insurance. I agree, Limu. It's really quite simple. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.